SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Senate approved a budget package after a long night's so-called Voterama. President Trump tells Fox News Radio's The Brian Kilmeade Show he'd be open to more than one spending bill.
As long as we get to the same point, you know, two bills. Now, what they approved yesterday is one part of it, and then they'd approve another part of it. You could make the case you could do three. You could do for 10, as long as we get along, you know, as long as we get them all added up and it's the same thing.
Earlier, he said he preferred the bill put together by the House. The Trump administration has the go-ahead to pull thousands of USAID staffers off the job. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A federal judge has removed a temporary block on the Trump administration's efforts to remove all but a small percentage of staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development from their posts. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols' ruling comes following a lawsuit filed by unions on behalf of USAID employees. They said the rush to dismantle the agency had cut off some staffers overseas from emergency communication systems, including some in danger of political violence in Congo. The Trump administration had given staffers abroad 30 days to move back to the U.S., or the government wouldn't pay for the move. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed revenge for what he described as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement with Hamas. His remarks followed the release of a body that Israeli authorities found was not that of an Israeli mother of two young boys, as Hamas terrorists had claimed. The body turned out to be that of a Gazan woman. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 748 points. This is SRN News. The Family Research Council is urging the Trump administration to address infertility in a way that honors God.
President Trump signed an executive order this week to study how to expand access to in vitro fertilization and make it more affordable. In response, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said the millions of babies born as the result of IVF are each made in God's image. But he points out that countless embryos did not survive the IVF process. Perkins calls on the Trump administration to address the fertility crisis in a way that is morally and scientifically sound. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Catholic bishops are suing the Trump administration over its abrupt halt to funding of refugee resettlement, calling the action unlawful and harmful to newly arrived refugees. Vice President J.D. Vance recently accused the Bishops' Conference of resettling illegal immigrants in order to get millions in federal funding. This is SRN News. A federal judge has indefinitely adjourned the corruption trial for New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The Friday ruling will delay by at least a couple of weeks a decision whether charges against the mayor will be dropped altogether, as the Trump Justice Department has requested. At the same time, Judge Dale Ho has appointed a conservative counsel to draw up adversarial amicus arguments against the DOJ's new position. Separately, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has already announced she'll not exercise executive power to immediately remove Adams from office, saying that such a move could result in what she termed disruption and chaos and would ultimately be undemocratic. George Williams reporting.
Five people, including prominent Democratic political operatives in Bridgeport, Connecticut, have been criminally charged with tampering with absentee ballots during the 2023 local election. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.